Parshas Emor is Parshas Moadim, which is one of the major pillars of Avodas Hashem Kol Yisrael. You have the tzura of it is Dabar Al Bnei Yisrael, V'amarta Lehem, Moed Hashem Asher Tikru Oisam Mikrei Kodesh Ele Moadim. So it's the Moadim are Moadim that are tikroisim. So Rashi says on the pasuk on the tikroisim and the mikrei kodesh, he says they're called mikrei kodesh. He says it here and he says it in before in Parshas Bo, that we're the ones that are koyvei adzman. Rashi calls it korois and kodesh, asei ma'adois. In other words, the tikroisim means we're the one who make yontif. And that's the pashtus of it, is that it's going on zmanim of ma'adis, which need kiddush achodesh, and this is the kiddush achodesh that we create. The fact that it's called tikroisum is as a central feature of it. It's interesting. The fact that it's sort of we set the calendar, and it translates itself to this day, and that's part of the ikar of it. It's interesting. Al Kaponim, that's the Ma'adim. The Ramban over here, most Mepharshim are like that. The Ramban over here has a very different Shita. He also thinks that the Targum, Taijas like him, the Targum says Te'orun. Te'orun means an event, a happening, something. And the Ramban elaborates. Ramban says that the word yikra means an event that happens. So, we use it a little bit with the word mikra as a coincidence, but I guess the word close in English would be like a happening. Something that happens, it comes out, it happens. And he says there are two or three other places where you have the word koro with an aleph used for that. You have it in Kiyikra Kantzipor is one place where you have it. And over there, Chazal Darshnit, that b'me'ura lefanecha, prat le'mezumen. So over there it means, the halach is if you own the place, it's not good. You need dafka to have it happened b'mikra, so you chance upon. So over there, it certainly means just to chance upon something. You have it also in Yaakov Avinu, Asher Yikra Eschem ba'achris hayomim. Over there, the Yikra means to specifically happen. That's what it means. So you see that the word Kuf Reish Aleph means that an event that happens, like we're mikra, just it happened to happen. What is the sense of that? I mean, it's not replacing the verb of is or was. I mean, el mo Hashem should be asher tasu oisam, asher techagegu oisam, asher tishmeru oisam, asher tishbesu. In other words, you're looking, when I'm stuck and I'm looking for a verb that I can't find, so I say, okay, when is this going to happen? There's many, many ways to say it more specifically. When are we going to commemorate it? When are we going to observe it? When are we going to keep it? You're talking about yontif and halachas. Techoigu is a word to use for it. Shabbosan is a word to use for it. What does it mean? These are the yontifim that should happen in those times. Very, very strange word. And also, the shinui halashon, it definitely is a very unusual way of saying it. So we have two other places. This is the third place where the word tikre koroi with a hey is it's changed to an aleph and to mean that. There's one other place like it, but with a very interesting shinui. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu when he sent Akadosh Baruch Hu, told Moshe and Aaron and the Skenim to go to Paroi and to tell them that he should send them out. So he says that the tzivui was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that tell them Hashem Elokei Avraham Elokei Avos and so forth Nikra Aleichem. So the word over there is Vamartem Elov Hashem Elokei Ho Ivrim Nikra Aleinu with a hey, that we happen to run into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Lashon. And then when they repeated it to Paray, they said Vayomer Elokeiho Ivrim Nikra Aleinu with an Aleph. It's so very interesting. It certainly means the same thing, even though the Targum is different. The Targum in with the Hay is Iskari, and the Targum with the Aleph is Isgali. But Al Koponim in the Pasuk, the sense seems to be the same sense. I mean, they repeat the sentence. They're told what to say. And here they say it with an Aleph, here's with a Hay. Very interesting. But more than anything else, I'd like to try and understand a little bit the Ramban's pshat in the Pasuk. In other words, what's Ramban saying? Ramban is saying that, so what's the Pasuk telling me over here? That you should happen to make Yontif occasionally. It doesn't have any havonet, and to be mafkiyat from Rashi's pshat, there has to be something here that he's saying. There's also a bit of a stira in the pasuk according to Ramban. V'amarta lehem mo'adei Hashem asher tikru oisa mikrei kodesh. The mo'adei Hashem asher tikru oisa mikrei kodesh. The word mo'ed, the pasuk Noshea says specifically, Hayehu shnayim yachdov bilti imnoy adu. Do you ever, are two people walking together unless they made up to meet? The moed means adrabba, a preset, predetermined time that you get together. And that's what the pasuk says. If two people happen to walk along the same route and they start the same point and the same point, they walk together, it must have been coordinated. It's not a coincidence, and so on. So it's almost the pasuk is telling me davi fuchoi v'amartale mo'adei Hashem. These are designated times that have been nikva asher tikru oisa mikrei kodesh, that they should happen to be mikrei events of kodesh. Where does the word korei with a hey come in over here? Where would that meaning come in over here? And finally, the one more point is, according to this, how does Shabbos come in? And this is already Shver Kontarashi also. Shabbos is kvi v'kaima. Shabbos doesn't require from us anything to do. And since it's kvi v'kaima, we have it doesn't need any of it. And still it's in Parshas Ma'adim, and that's the first moed. Eile mo'adoi, shezun ha'sam lochem ha'shir Shabbos ha'posim mikro kodesh. Same example of Madim, and it's strange, very strange that Shabbos comes in, and this premise is fair to everybody. It's not. There's a pasuk in Koheles, and it says that they were Bikshu Lignos Koheles, and because of these psukim. Now, the psukim over here, it's beginning, it's in the second parak. And he speaks over here about Mikrim. And it says over here, V'yodati gam oni shem mikre echad yikres kulam. I know that there's one Mikra for Aksil and Achacham. V'amati nebelibi kim Mikra Aksil gam ani yikreini. And on, a whole bunch of times, the same Mikra happens to everybody. And that end of the Perek is talks about Mikra and so on. And Chazal is one reason Chazal wanted to be going to it, because how can you say that about Mikra, both of them? Chazal and Meirich in the Parsha before, in Achrei, about all sorts of Mikrim that happened to both Tzadikim, Rishoyim, and so on. They don't give it a teretz, they point out just the sharpness of that Shaila of Mikra Echad. So try a little bit to understand this whole parish of Ma'adim from the Ramban's understanding of Mikra and how he understands it. I want to understand a little bit more about the mahus of the concept mikra. We kind of just understand it in a negative sense. It's just a mikra as opposed to hashgach and so on. But I want to try and to get a little bit to the bottom of how we understand mikra. The inyanim in this world are driven by zman. In other words, zman in the sense of progression of cause and effect. So as this it gets mixed with this, this process begins to happen, then this happens, and finally this happens. The whole metzias of a chain of events, teva is built on the concept of a chain of events. And that is the backbone of teva. In a sense, it's even the cause of zman. If we think about it more deeply, when we speak about time, there's no such thing as time when it's abstract. If nothing exists and time doesn't exist, there's just no music of time. Time is always something unfolding. So a spring unwinds, the sun goes around, atoms break up, things that happen. The backbone of teva is that they happen in a specific progression, and usually with a cause and effect, but certainly a reason why A becomes for B, B for C, C before D, and that is zman. That's the backbone of teva for us. So anything that comes from the world of teva not only meshubet to zman, it's the fiber of zman. That's what zman is. It's teva. All of the chemical reactions we know, all the physical phenomena, they're always described by when this happens to be mixed with this. This is the process that happens and ends with that. That fits everything. That's the world of teva. And in as much as there's a bubble of teva and zman, you have a total hafgah of anything other than teva. Anything that happens in the world of teva is mufka, is from anything other than teva. There are events that happen that are not, don't seem to have been caused by teva. And those things are called mikra. And really, many great minds locked horns over the idea, could there be mikra or not? What does it mean? The world is extremely rigidly determined. So yes, I may not know why this pebble fell in over here, but if I could measure the wind and the forces and this and the weight of the pebble and the direction of wind and everything, I could predict exactly where it is. It's a chosi idea, but there's no suffix be'etzim. There's nothing that just happens to have happened. But the truth is, I mean, it's something that when we see something that is an extraordinary coincidence, we're kind of taken aback a little bit, because we don't expect something that everything should be flowing in the mitzvahs of teva, and something that's moved from teva, we don't expect it. You know, we don't expect something to happen. So mikra at its first step is really afgah from teva. If you want, it shows an imperfection of teva. So when we see things that don't seem to follow any rhyme or reason, just happens to have happened, we say, you know, we don't understand all the laws of nature. Somehow it's a chisaron mitzad the laws of nature that there should be mikra. It's sort of out of the bounds of it. That's our understanding of mikra. It's an anomaly. There's something else also, and I want to take the pasuk, I want to take the word kriya, and I want to understand what the word kriya means. So the word kriya we usually take means to read, kriya to call out. So we tend to think of it as a pu'ula of just, it's another form of speech. I called somebody. That's okay. So another, there's dibur, there's agada, there's sipur, there's amira, there's kriya. But there's another movement of the word kriya that's very different. Vayikra lekim la'or yom v'lachoshe kara loyla. That's the first time there's a kriya in the bria. And then vayikra lekim la'kiya shamayim. And then vayikra lekim la'basha aretz. Those are three kriyas that we have, that we start the Maisa Bereishis, the first 3 days, there is a kriya. We then have and then we don't have another kriya after that. And then we have Adam Arishin. Vayikra ha-Adam Shemus, l'chola behemel, oif ha-shemayim, chechais ha-sodeh, liros, vayover el-Adam liros ma-yikraloi, v'chola she-yikral-Adam nefesh chayu, hu-shmoi. So we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu who was covering the Bria the first 3 days. A very interesting distinction. What happened on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday was no Kriya. And then Adam was the Kriya. That's the first Pu'ula that Adam did, really. The first thing that we find Adam doing is Vayikra. What does that mean? Well, what is this? What's this Asiya of Kriya? So, kriya means when an outside force, an outside entity, imposes its own dynamic on this. For instance, a child is born. The child is a biological entity, self-sufficient. Somebody is kirishem on the child, means he imposes his understanding, knowledge, whatever it is, description on the child. Kriya is always something outside of the self-contained entity. So a horse walked around. Adam Arishin took the horse and said, "This is a horse." So people speak about apikabolion, so the sheresh. Let's understand it in a much more pashut way. When you call something by a label, it means it's a certain description of what you're going to use it for. A horse could be something to eat, a horse could be something to run, a horse can be something to carry something. Sus has a certain meaning to it, and the description and meaning of Adam is going to be the one that will put the sus into a different metzias. In other words, within the context of the Bria, what is the sus? It's not determined by what the sus is internally, by its own nerves and muscles and so on. It's how Adam puts it. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, the first 3 steps of the Bria, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kaveya Tchumim and Gvulis, Oyron Choshech, Elyonim Tachtonim, and Yami Yabasha, those are the first 3 places where Be'etzim, there's 2, within the Bria, There's demarcation between 2 separate entities. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kriya, and the musig of Oren Choshech and Yom Laila and so on. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's imposition onto the bria. The same thing is true when we talk about kriya in terms of to call somebody vayikra. It means let's take the language where we use it. If somebody is standing and doing something, and I call him, what I'm doing is I'm interrupting his own work, whatever it is that he's doing, I'm interrupting, and I'm calling him to become mitzurif to something that I need, that I want. Every time I call somebody, it means the person has his own life, he's doing his own thing, and I call him away. I call him out. I am now making use of him. That's a kriya in the right sense when we speak about Vayikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to somebody and takes him into his own Messias. Let's understand the difference in the Vayikar by Bilam and the Vayikra by Moshe, like Rashi says over there. Bilam also understands a nevuah that it's pulling you out of teva. Bilam was oimed on the fact that there's something out of teva that has input. But he only defined it in terms of what it's not. You know, there's a world. There's all sorts of things going on. Occasionally, something interrupts it. I'm willing to concede HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he has the power to interrupt, but I'm not willing to concede that he can take me and make me become what he wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called me, I don't have choice. I know the consequences of not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I go. But I view it as interruption. So imagine, let's take a simple scenario. A person who's working at something, and he's interrupted for, a person has a job, and all of a sudden he's called upon to do a job that's much bigger, much cheshiva, much better paid, and so on. So the person doesn't say, I was interrupted. The person says, I was called up to become X, Y, and Z. If I have to answer a call, I have no choice, but it's interrupting me. I say, I was interrupted. So both of them are interruption in my work. One of them, I see it as the interruption, that's it. And one of them, I see it as something that is calling me to something higher and so on. So we have in the world of Teva, the strongest expression of Teva, and maybe even Guf of Teva, maybe the Asmis of Teva is Zman. That's what it is. And Zman has its own dynamic. It is the dynamic of things progressing. Things change with time. Things develop with time. Time is Teva. We have a phenomena that we witness that's called Mikra with a Hey, largely. And that means that Mikra is an interruption. And it just means I cannot understand as being part of that. Like, you'll say something, this expression, why today of all days? What you mean to say is I understand that, you know, this belongs, if this would have happened, this would be a natural concept. Why today of all days means I don't see it as being shaykh to any pattern or development. So mechateisa, that's mikra with a hay. And that a deeper tavana and a deeper tfisa is that when something interrupts you, it's a kriya with an aleph to something. You're being called to something. And you're creating a new metzias. The hafkor from teva is not a hafkor from teva alone. It's the pshat because something was greater than teva and something created its own metzias. That's kari with an aleph as it relates to kari with a hay. And let's go back now to the understanding of Ma'adim. If we're to say to ourselves that the Yetzias Mitzrayim is meant to be the Nisim and all of that are meant to be a Hafkor from Teva, one would assume that the place that has to affect the most is Zmanim. And Zman is going to manifest the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim. If Yetzias Mitzrayim is meant to demonstrate that there is a teva, but that teva is at the beck and call of something higher than that, and meant to be at the service of something higher than that, then we're going to expect that the place where that would leave its strongest imprint would be in Zman. And that's what it is. HaChodesh Hazeh L'chem Rosh Chodesh means that we understand that we shape this man. In other words, let's go the other direction. Imagine that everything's a part of Zman. So you know what? Klal Yisrael, when they went to Mitzrayim, if they stayed a few hundred years, they became B'nai Chayrin. It's all of history works like that. People are subjugated, and after some time they revolt, and they get their own rights, or whatever it is, and so on. That is one version of it. But it's not like that. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chishalem Saketz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took... If that was Zman, we would have to celebrate Pesach on a fixed date. Because it's the Zman is Grama. Zman Grama means that it's something, the time itself was what caused it to happen. So how could we go and make an arbitrary day when it's totally in the day? For instance, let's give an example. We don't have any, it makes no difference to us whether Pesach is on a Sunday, on Monday, or Tuesday, or Wednesday. It doesn't make a difference. It Pesach can be any day, you know, except for whatever the Kriyas are. But Mika didn't be any day. Why? Because even though we went out on a Wednesday, but it doesn't make a difference. It has no shaykhs. The Wednesday was a coincidence. It had no real shaykhs to the mitzias of Pesach. So if we pick Yudalit Tesvav to be the Zman of Pesach, so that means that Zman is critical. So how can we play a game with it? How can we start the parsha of Me'adis with a game that we play? Atem afil shegim, afil mezidim, afil this, afil that. Adrabe, that should be. I mean, let's give an example. I mean, we eat matzah because they speak of b'tzeikum lahachmitz. We don't play games with it. We don't change it. So why is this man open for us? The answer is adrabe. The hakara of the hafkar of the events from Teva, the hafkar of the events that they're coming to us not because it's a process, not because it's normal, natural, comes bedafka because we're mafkir zman and we shape the zman and we give the zman its metzias. The process might have been the opposite. The process might have been that in time you die out. Most things die out in time. And therefore, when you have something that that was mafkia zman, was bekea zman, that is the way we show it. It happened Yudalit or Tesvav Nissen, but we made the Yudalit Nissen and we made Tesvav Nissen. It happened within a realm of a certain teva, but that teva we created. So Kedusha Zman goes at the very heart of what it is that we have shlita over. The Koroi over here, and the truth is the other two places, two or three places where it's in the Torah. In other words, Kikoroi Kansipur. So the halacha is, Kikoroi Kansipur, the halacha is that it's something that is mikra, and the halacha, if you prepare it, or you do anything with it, then you can't. There's no shiloh hakan. The Zohar says that it's mezuman for the person. Every person, there's a reason why he happened to come upon a kentzipa. Kentzipa is a huge mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of arichas yomim. It's something that even though mitzad the chitzayin sheboy, mitzad the halacha sheboy, it has to be mikra, mitzad the pnimi sheboy, there was a kriya to the person. And the same thing was exactly by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov says, "Asher yikra eschem ba'achris hayomim." Yaakov said, by telling you in advance, I am going to, instead of allowing the time to unfold, allowing the sense of it coming just b'mikra out of time, I am going to put it into Zman. I'm going to impose it on Zman, and it will become a kriya with an aleph instead of a mikra. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that. It says, Ein ben David ba'al b'heschadas, that adrabba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to come b'heschadas, and we only will understand retroactively the kriya of it. But HaKadoshim, that was why it's called mikra with an aleph instead of hey. And one understands by Mitzrayim as well. By Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, go to Paro and tell him this is something that is hafkar from Teva. You're the absolute master on the Teva. You're the Odin on everything. You're Shailit on the Yor and everything. But some things are not Nachlita. Klal Yisrael, they heard a Kriya. Klal Yisrael, it's up to us HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the mikrim. It's up to us to hear the kriya in the mikrim. And that's why the change over there. I want to go back a little bit and talk about Im Kein, the Teuchen of Kedushas Zman, and so on. If we're to ask ourselves, probably our biggest mistake in Avodas Hashem, and it's a place where we are constantly, we fail because of it. It's because we understand that the mitzvahs, Torah mitzvahs, will make us a better person, a more spiritual person, a more ruchnistic person, and v'chulhu. That's a mistake. The mitzvahs are called, the Zohar Kodesh calls them the Tayag Ito, Eitzes, Makadosh Baruch Hu. Anything that can happen by itself, anything that you can put something onto a process, and the person will be processed and come out in a certain way, is Zman. That's what Zman is. Zman means, once I put you on point one, it's a matter of time till you get to point 10, 100, wherever it is you want to go to. And we understand as long as I put myself into square one, as long as I put on my Shabbos clothing, then Shabbos is going to have this effect on me. I built the sukkah, sukkahs will have this effect on me. That's our understanding of it, and we're disappointed. And everything else, if we put on tefillin, then we do this. And if we put on tzitzis, everything happens. And it doesn't happen. And the answer is because adarabah, especially Kedushas HaZman, is the mohus of the Kedusha, is the mikro kodesh. Certainly, the way the Rashi says that it means we create the Kedusha. And certainly, and what Ramban maybe is emphasizing even more, is when you take the extraordinary, yes, because it's outside of Zman, that's why you are the balabas to do something with it. But it's raw material. Anything that falls under routine doesn't change us. So the first thing we need to do is break the routine. But breaking the routine itself is not constructive. Unless there's a kriya that turns the kari into kari, into kairi, then it's nothing. So the oimek of the Ramban is, the tool that the Torah gave you was the breaking routine, that it's different. The mikroi kodesh, ashtikroi se memoadoi, is exactly what you need to do. That's the Ramban, adrava. The Ramban certainly holds that. The moed means hayeru shtaim yachdav biltim noyadu. Do two walk hand in hand unless they've made up before? Two people cross paths. When you meet somebody that you didn't intend to meet, you avoid him. You look aside. You didn't make up to meet the person, so you nod and you go on. When two people walk together, it's because they've decided to walk together. Moyadim are zman. When of Noyadu Yachtov, when Klaisel walks with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yachol, Mayofu Pamayach Ban Olim Basnodiv, Klaisel's walking to the Beis HaMikdash and Shalosh Regalim, and that's what we do. But the Pasuk says, built in Noyadu Yachtov, do we walk together if we haven't made up to meet? That's exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Zman is not Kavua, Zman is fluid. So the Kedusha Zmanim that you make is what you are going to create. Had Mo'adim in Kavuim, there'd be a Kavuim like a calendar, Mo'adim would come part of Zman. It's Pesach season, it's Shavuot season, it's Sukkah season, it's Hanukkah season. So if it's season, then it's Spitz Teva. That's the HaKadosh Baruch was Mafkiyat. It's unknown. We don't know. We can't make a calendar in advance of Yom Tovim or Mekadosh HaBiyuria. Because it takes for it to become mikre or to become kori. The Seder HaYoyim is different on a Shabbos and a Yontif than it is in a weekday. It's a different Seder HaYoyim. It has its own rhythm. the worst thing we can do is make it into its own routine. If this is the place where Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us to be Kair Hashem, this is the reflection of the original Koyach Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Kair three times, the big division of the Bria, and the first one was Zman, the second one was Al-Yayin Tachtayin, the third one was Yami Abasha. Those are the three major Chalukas of the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that same first Koyach of Yom and Laila, of Zman. He gave us that ability to be Kair Hashem and to make it. We tend, of all the mitzvahs, because Zman is a bit intangible, we tend the most to sort of flow into it, allow us to flow into it. Shabbos we asked, how does that fit into the picture? There's something similar to it, and that's Kedushas Bechor. Kedushas Bechor, it's Kaddish, no matter what. And yet, there's a mitzvah to be Mekaddishit, to be Makdishit. So even though it has a Kedusha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to become the one that creates Kedusha on it. The Yontiv, we create the Yontiv, that's true. Shabbos, it's interesting, the Sfarim bring that on Shabbos, they bring the Gemara says that if somebody is if somebody is lost in the Midbar, he starts Shabbos however he wants. There is a certain Shabbos that we create. But generally speaking, Shabbos is Kavua V'Kaime. But for it to become Mo'yadim, we also need to be Nodu Yachtov. We also need to be Kair Hashem. We're Mekadesh Shabbos. In other words, we're not Mekadesh Matzah. We don't say this is Matzah. We don't say this is a Lulav and Esrig. It is. Shabbos, we get up and we say, it's Shabbos. Because being that Zman has no definition of its own, a Lulav and Esrig is, this is a Lulav, this is a Esrig. This is a Matzah. But Zman is flows. And there is no demarcation. The way a pair of tzitzis is demarcated. This is the beggar, these are the chutim, these are the ksharim. It has a physical demarcation. Zman doesn't. So the havdolah of the zman, the setting aside of the zman, and saying from here to here, that's avodas adam. And therefore, kedusha zmanim, in a certain sense, is the greatest avodas adam. When we and expand it a drop, you know, we've spoken times about the union of Seder. Seder, I mean, the bigger, broader sense, putting down Zmanim for yourself and sticking to it and so on. And we looked at it as a Midah Tova, and it's a wonderful thing, and it's very helpful, and makes it more effective and efficient. It's one of the Midah Tovas that makes things very, very function well. And that's true. But in a certain sense, it's a lot deeper than that. It goes to the heart of who's the Baal HaBayis. The person who's not Mesuda allows himself to be dragged along with time. He doesn't have a way to impose any Seder or structure on his time. It's like, it flows. Yeah, you know, in Hebrew it's called Nimrach. It's sort of Shmirs. Nimrach is the opposite of definition. When you have something that's cut, it's cut. When Nimrach is, it smears. It's hard to tell where it started, where it ended. It's ill-defined. No, that's something which is hefech. That's being kolkule in teva. The moments when things happen to somebody that sort of wake him up, shake him up, they're mikrim in the sense they come from nowhere. They beg of the person to understand that he can impose his own Seder on Zmanim. So in the big picture, the Kedusha Zmanim is the ability for a person to dictate time. How long will it take me to do this? You know, the one response, as long as it takes me to do it, I'll do it. That's the person becomes like, so in other words, I'm parking myself on my on my emotional, psychological conveyor belt, and whenever it feels like it's going to get to the other end. Or a person says, I'm allocating this amount of time, and I will make it happen within this amount of time. This is the time I've allocated for it. It's minakotze lakotze in koyach adam. The mitzvah, where it's most mesugel for it to happen, the mitzvah is zmanim. Like we always say, how much learning a person do for the rest of his life as life goes on? Each kefi yecholta and wherever Kadosh Baruch Hu puts him in different struggles and so on. The one thing that we'll always have is zmanim. Be'ez Hashem Shabbos as Yom Tovim is something that is with a person always. The strongest mitzvah that really sort of it's very clear what you can't do, what you can do, and so on. But will that become just, I fall into Shabbos, I fall into Yom Tov? Or the person himself becomes the mikra, the kairi? Will he take this mikra? I work on mikra, Baruch Hashem, it's Shkia Friday now, I can't go on, and that's it. Fine, that's the mikra. That interrupted your routine. But from interrupting routine to making it Kaddish requires you to go from being passive to being active. And it's something, start anytime. Person, let every person decide for himself what he wants his Shabbos Yom Tov to look like, what achana he makes for it. Each kefi yicholti, but the key to going from a mikra to koire is psychologically moving from a passive, reactive person to a proactive person. If we succeed in taking those mikrim and making kriyas out of them, then mo'adim will become a zman. If noa du yachtov, if we made an appointment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then hayechu shneim yachtov, then we'll have some sort of sense of walking kaviyoch with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Tov, because we made up to be together. The mikra kodesh turns into Mode Hashem. Shabbos. Yeah. Yes.
So you heard me say that our need to be the Kaddish Kodesh mirrors our need to engage in an active way.
Correct. It's a tool for us that in halacha we're creating the zman. It sort of impresses on us that we're